We've been hearing a bit in the news about the sort of backlog at FDA and sort of the relaxing of some of the traditional rules that ensured companies that their applications would be reviewed in a timely manner. How do you think having a chief scientist at the FDA now might affect that backlog and perhaps speed up the process?
Well, honestly, I don't know all the details about that, but that's number one. And number two, I think, speeding up regulatory processes that are quite advanced will come from the recruitment of a very specific kind of person who understands and can deal with those late-stage regulatory issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think, although science will play a role in that, and over the long term, I think science hopefully can play a major role in that, because I think one of the things we haven't talked about, but one of the interesting, truly scientific issues, is how we can better design clinical trials so that there is a greater element of safety, but also at the same time more rapid case accrual and therefore application to the FDA. Well, there's a whole area of biostatistics that looks at, missing data and innovative trial design. And I'm not saying that, no one knew about this before I came. Don't misunderstand me. But I would like to see that nurtured and developed and maybe tested on some pilot scale so that we could actually begin to this is such an important problem. I mean, we want to enhance the safety. I mean, we meaning the American people.